ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's going on, Ted?
It's real now, Steve.
Yes, it is.
We're in February.
I know.
We're getting, as you say on the podcast, back to basics.
Back to basics, huh?
That's our saying this year. Back to basics 2021.
What are the basics?
That's up for an individual choice.
Oh, okay. So it's all up to interpretation.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you think the basic thing is for you.
Like, I'm a basic bitch.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah, I like keeping things simple.
Oh, ice vanilla lattes? Yes, please.
Well, it's even like in wrestling, I was like chatting with my buddies over like on Facebook Messenger, just about like what do you want to be known for in the world of wrestling? Like, I don't want to ever, I'm not a high flyer. I'm not a flippy guy. I'm just the guy that does the basics and I do them well. And that's all I care about. Like, that's all I want to be. Like, I'm going to drop an elbow and I'm going to make it look mean. I'm going to body slam someone. I'm going to put all, I'm keep it crisp. But like, yeah, you're never going to see me on the top rope. And if you are, you better be concerned.
Steve, I need 11 of you. That's all I need on my team.
That's right.
Guys
that's
that are about the basics. Block, blinders. Tackle, win.
That's all. I don't do anything fancy.
Right?
I'm not going to be on ESPN's top five plays of the week.
Right. We don't have the fastest wide receivers. We don't have the like craziest quarterback. What we have is basics, consistency.
That's right. And that's all we need, Ted.
Right.
Right. Well, even talking about that.
Well, like, you don't build anything, Steve, without what?
The foundation.
Foundation.
You need a good foundation to build a house.
Yes.
Then if you want to put your fancy curtains and your sweet little blinds,
yeah,
and whatever else you want, like knickknacks on these shelves, that's fine. But without a good foundation, all that crap is crumbling.
You got nothing.
Yeah. It's got a crappy house.
Right.
Oh, man. Other world of basics. I was just talking about this on the air, and I think you're going to agree with me on this. I find myself sometimes struggling on Facebook that I want to write like a poignant post, but I'm just such a basic bitch that I end up just like leaving like it's like one step above a caveman's ability to write a Facebook post. Like, oh, I can post a picture of like Tatum and I want to like share everything that has happened in our 6 years of trying to have this kid, you know?
Yeah.
All the hard, and I've written things and I've had drafts and I'm like, I hit the point where I'm about to hit send and I'm like, nobody wants to read this crap. I don't even want to read this crap. So I erase like a paragraph of like heartfelt emotions and just write, silly baby with a hat. And like, that's it.
I like your baby pictures.
I'm trying to keep them fun.
Yeah.
I wonder if one day she's going to look back and be like, dude, you just posted the most embarrassing pictures of me all the time. That's all I got.
Yeah, but she's not old enough to be embarrassed.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
I was talking to my wife yesterday. We were playing Casper Baby Pants. It's a big hit in our house.
Also, Casper Baby Pants.
It's Chris Ballew from The President's.
All right.
I'll have to play you one of his jams. It's pretty damn funny. But we play his music, and she does react to the music. Like, so
right.
I'm like, okay, it's obvious. It's Chris Ballew decided to start a children's project because I think he was a dad and just decided to write songs for his kid, and it turned out that he ended up putting out records, like several records. So I'm like, yeah, whenever things get back to normal, let's take Tatum to a Casper Baby Pants show. And my wife's like, wait, he actually puts on shows?
Yeah, I was going to say, he puts on shows for children?
Yes. And that's just like, what is it like? And I'm like, it's pretty much chaos. It's a bunch of kids just jumping up and down, going nuts. That's a Casper Baby Pants show.
Like, so, what kind of venue?
Easy Street Records. I see him perform there. Not me like being there. That would be weird if I went to go see Casper Baby Pants without a child. I think.
Well, honestly, that was my first thing. I was like, Steve, I've been so deprived of a tailgate. Like, if they have a noon show for this baby thing,
you want to come
at like the show box? Like,
yes!
Dude, like I'll meet you at 10:30 across the street for brunch and beers.
We'll crush some beers and we'll have. And this is Tatum's favorite song, and I connect with this song, Noodles and Butter.
Noodles and butter, noodles and butter, you are my favorite treat.
Drum break.
Noodles and butter, there is no other, nothing else that I want to eat.
Now he's going to tell you what he doesn't
I
like.
I don't like
chocolate cake,
nope,
like others do, or lemon drops, or
nope,
peppermint chew, or little cakes, or sugar lumps.
No, 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 no.
No candy bars, or whipping cream, no lollipops,
didn't like
or
any of this crap.
No root beer floats, or bubble gum.
I mean, I think some of those things are actually pretty delicious. I don't know why he has to, like, you know, say no to all those things.
All right. Can I mean, look, I'll be the guy. Like, That doesn't sound that far away from a president song, right?
It doesn't at all.
Okay, I was
it
like,
doesn't at all.
I was like,
I mean, Kitty and Lump, they were basically kid songs with a little bit more of a mature content.
Yeah.
I just want noodles and butter. Noodles.
Dude, when that chorus kicks in, Tatum starts bouncing. I'm like, yeah.
Did you play that Saturday afternoon back at camp at Meltdown? Nobody's going to know that's for children.
Oh my gosh, dude. That is a brilliant idea. We should do that. And then this is the other jam that I noticed that she's really like.
Cut.
Yeah, this is another
one.
Are
you a bad blue jay?
Yes, sir.
Did you eat my seeds?
Yes, sir.
Were they good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any for me?
No, you can't grow corn.
Are you
can't
a bad blue jay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Steve, I am not a karaoke guy, but like between me, you, and Brad Cash, we could do this at camp.
We have to.
I'll be the bird.
Oh, we're going to fully act it out.
Yeah.
The whole story is about this bad blue jay, and then eventually it somehow becomes a good blue jay.
Well, yeah, it's a kid's
are
song.
Are they ever coming back?
No.
And their song be heard?
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Are you a bad blue jay?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Are you pushy and loud?
Yes, sir.
Do you make a noise?
Chainsaw.
Could you turn it down?
No.
Are you a bad blue jay? I ain't turning it down.
Yes, sir.
Are you mean to the bugs?
Yes, sir.
Have them over for dinner?
Please do come.
And eat them up?
Yum, yum, yum.
This is a total president song.
Be good, you bad blue jay.
Oh, man. I want to dress as the bad blue jay.
Okay. Next time
be
we go to Meltdown.
Good, bad blue jay.
Such a deep reference. Oh, only parents. But you know there are parents at Summer Meltdown.
Tons of them.
They would lose their mind.
Blue jay.
Yes, sir.
How do we get Casper Baby Pants to play at Summer Meltdown for like in the middle of the day?
I'll text Josh.
Or the late night tent or the in the forest. I mean, children are basically like adults that are hallucinating.
Yeah, that might be. But those people are tripping hard by that point in the night. Somebody's going to be like, wait a minute, man. My kid listens to this one.
This is freaking me out, man. I did.
But you're right.
There are times that Tatum's just like reaching for something. I'm like, yeah, I've been there at Summer Meltdown, like 2 a.m, totally reaching for something too. Reaching for God's hand.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, like Saturday, that day gets away. But like, I don't know, Sunday at noon, I'd go down and sit in the beer garden and listen to them.
Right?
I'm tagging along, but it always involves me. Like, well, I'll get a beer, then I'll be good.
Yeah, I'm going to do all the things. Here's another. This is a good one, too. You'll love this one, Ben.
We get
it. Commercial.
You don't really want your kids watching videos, but it can
happen. Too bad.
Here comes Stumpy the Bear. Here comes Stumpy the Bear.
Dressed as a bear.
Some say he is brown, and he will shake this town.
210.
If he ever,
I mean, right, we can literally dress as Tommy the Bear and the Bad Blue Jay.
Yes.
Some say he is.
There's so many things we could do with this.
Really, really mean.
Chris Ballou is going to contact me on Facebook, like, bro. So I hear you're using my music to F with like people that are all tripping on acid at like a festival. Yes.
Yes.
He's like, well, that's exactly what it was intended for. So I appreciate it.
But kids happen to like it.
Yeah. It just so happens my child finds my LSD induced songs really cool. Dude, that's all we listen to, though. We listen to a lot of Casper Baby Pants, but it's pretty awesome.
Trust me. I've been on a huge classic rock kick. So I don't know if that's much better.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what are you listening to?
I'm going to catch heat for this one. And I know around here, especially, you're not supposed to say you like this group.
Oh, let me guess. Hold on. I got to think about this. Not supposed to like this group around here, classic rock. Creed.
No.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
People in rock radio always say they dislike this band, and it was prevalent in a movie where this band was disliked.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I mean, Night Ranger.
Nope. You want another hint?
Yes.
White Russians.
Rammstein? No. Oh, The Big Lebowski.
Right.
Okay. Crap. What was the...
The
Eagles! Dude, I went on one morning a hot take of being like, Eagles are trash, blah, 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 blah. But I realized my opinion of the Eagles, it starts and ends with Hotel California.
Yeah, I don't listen to that song.
Right.
But, I mean, I listened to New York Minute like 3 times this morning. I was all fired up. I was like, things can change in a New York Minute.
Well, dude, it's like, honestly, all I knew was Hotel California, and I just kind of dismissed them. And then it was, I think it was Rev or BJ that started like listing off other songs, and they started playing them. And I was like, this actually is a pretty good song. Like,
yeah.
I've given them zero opportunities in my listening experience. Like, it was just Hotel California, go F yourself.
Yeah, and you just hear it all the time.
There's a live version of it.
I know. You can't get the studio version. It takes a minute.
Does it really?
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Huh. I had no problem getting any of those Casper Baby Band songs.
Skip to like 30.
Okay.
Harry got up, dressed all in black.
Right, you're kind of like, okay, Don.
Yeah, I'm feeling him.
And they never came back. They found his clothes scattered somewhere down the track. And he won't be down on Wall Street in the morning.
He does have a good voice.
Yeah.
He had a home.
Yeah, this is... I think the chorus kicks in after this one. But yeah, I was all fired up listening to this, and I was like, Don's right.
His years unfurl. One day he crossed some line, and he was too much.
That bass line's good.
Well, that's part of it, too. I'm obsessed with bass.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Good stuff.
Man, I want a video montage of me doing something to this song.
In New York.
New York, yeah. I mean, I feel like I could use it for a lot of stuff.
I guess so. I guess I'm being a little too literal on that one. But I mean, it's good, but it's no Ba Ba Black Sheep by Casper Baby Pants.
Okay.
Again, we could dress you like a sheep.
Ba Ba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, one bag full. One little bag for the kid.
Can the sheep hang out by Tom the Bear?
Stompy the Bear?
Or that's his name, Stompy?
Yeah, Stompy the Bear.
I thought it was
Tommy. Yeah.
The hell are we doing?
I don't know, but I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
I know.
TED Talks, starring B-Tex Smith.
So on the podcast, we're talking about Back to Basics, and I dropped this line on there. I haven't used it on the MegaCast yet.
Okay.
When you're starting something new, every journey, what's it start with, Steve? It starts with the first step.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you for giving me the answer.
Yeah, I got you.
We might have been here for a while.
Yeah. And people go, and a lot of times the first step is the hardest damn step to take.
That's very true.
But also, it's the easiest step to take. You don't got to show up and start dominating the gym. You don't have to, you know, you're not going to become a different person overnight. So, like, yeah, it is the hard step, but it's also the easiest step. Dip your toe in. You know what I mean? Learn to swim a little bit, right? Get your feet wet. Waddle in there. So just go take it.
And give people the benefit of the doubt. Not everyone's going to judge you. And if somebody's
right.
judging you, that person's kind of a piece of crap. So who cares
about
them?
Yeah, the hell with
them. Yeah.
You know? But yeah, just that first step, man. And when we ended, like, Cobb and Matt were like, where'd you hear that? I was like, I just kind of made it up.
It's
the hardest
great.
Step, but it's the easiest step to take.
We should make that into a t-shirt.
I know.
The first step, the hardest, and the easiest.
Right?
How I like my women.
Yeah. Will she like you? I don't know. Reach out to her. Get a drink.
Right. Not going to know until you find out. Or the gym stuff. You're absolutely...
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, there are times now I talk about my buddy Tommy off air, and it's a guy... This guy's got, like, his arms are the size of our heads. Like, he's got Ted and Steve on each of his arms. Like, he's just... he used to play for the Oakland Raiders. He is just a massive, massive individual, but just an awesome dude. Like, the sweetest guy. And I'm finally, like at the gym, like, even though I know him and I'm buddies with him, I'd still be intimidated because he's just... He's the biggest guy in the gym. Like, there's
yeah.
not the big guys look at him and they're like, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like, he's that guy. But he'll stop. And I've seen him do it with people that obviously it's like one of their first weeks at the gym. And he's like walking them through how to do a proper chest press or bench press. And I was like, that's awesome. And even yesterday, he's like, hey, you want to get in with me with this to work some chest stuff? And Steve from like a year ago would have been like, no. Stephen Yergo wouldn't have even like probably looked up, been too scared because like, you know, get intimidated by the gym, like people that are in the actual like the part where you're working on actually like benching, you know, pushing iron and all that. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, yeah, my weight that I'm putting on is about 60% lighter than the weight that he's using. But he didn't, it wasn't even like he had any kind of like any kind of judgment. It, you know, it was just, yeah, let's do this. Yeah, and I mean, it's about just taking that step.
Right. I mean, I look at it with people when they do podcasts and stuff. They're like, should I start a podcast? Like, go ahead.
Right.
Like, do it. Now, granted, me.
Don't ask me to listen to it, though, at first. That's my rule. I'm like, do 5 episodes and then I'll listen. I just want to know that you're actually serious about this.
Well, that's what I tell everybody else, too. Before I started the podcast, we did 3 months of episodes before we put one out.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. We did 3 months episodes before we. So I always tell people, like, go ahead and start one. But also, like, you're not going to turn it overnight. But, you know, I don't, even when we have people come in here, sometimes they're nervous. And I know it sounds weird, but Steve and I are professionals, right?
This is
what
we get paid.
This is what we get paid to do.
Yeah.
So like we take it for granted, but like if we invite somebody in to hop on the microphone, like take that chance.
Yeah.
Get used. Same thing with Tommy. He knows he's a giant dude, but like he also wants to work out with somebody.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, he just likes, he likes the camaraderie of just walking around talking to people. And also he saw that they, in our conversations, he knows that my goal is to get a little bit bigger. So he's been like telling me things I can do, like not shortcuts, but like just things that I kind of screw at your own body. So that way, like, you know, it'll help you kickstart certain things. And I'm like, yeah, man, if you didn't tell me that, I'd be doing the same thing I've been doing every time. And I'm not getting any I'm getting results, but they're taking forever. So, you know, now I'm taking steroids and it's pretty cool.
Nice.
No, I'm kidding.
Testosterone or straight up roids?
All of them, whatever.
D-ball?
It is.
D-ball.
Yeah. They're called the roids. The gears of roids.
Dude, have you seen there's commercials now for people trying to gain weight?
No.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny because for years it was just like, I think a lot of it has to do with popular culture, right? Like it was just like if you were in Hollywood or whatever, it was just like thin, thin, thin.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And everybody was like running and this and that. Now it's kind of changed. I think CrossFit has a lot to do with that.
Absolutely.
Where people like don't look as thin, but they're physically fitter.
Right.
And then I always forget, too, that, like there's people that can't put on weight.
Yeah, I actually
saw it. It's a struggle for them.
I saw somebody yesterday posted something as a female wrestler, and she's just like, any of my friends have any tips, please, because I'm doing everything I can and I am not putting on a pound. And I know like that probably pisses some people off, but that's like just as much of a problem as for someone that can't take a pound off of their body. It's equally as frustrating for someone that's trying to put a pound on their body. Everyone's got their struggles, man.
Yeah, I learned it years ago at this like meditation retreat. And I was doing like a week long.
Was Casper Baby Pants playing there?
They were not.
Damn it.
There was no music. It was. Oh. But yeah, you got to fast for like a week, right? You got to do these diets. Mm-hmm. And like the one guy I was talking to, and he was like, he's like, yeah, I can't do it because I lose too much weight. And I kind of smiled and he's like, no, dude, I'm serious. He's like, I can't keep it on. And I was like, oh, I never really thought about that. And he's like, right, because you're just on the opposite end. But he's like, for me, it's a big issue.
Yeah, I can't remember which rock girl it was, but I remember when we had rock girls. And of course, God forbid you put a picture on social media. Not, you would hope that people could just be like, complimentary, and if they didn't have nothing, anything nice to say, they just wouldn't say anything. But social media, that's just not how it works.
Yeah.
And one of the girls just said, look, if I have to hear eat a sandwich, I think that I eat sandwiches. Do you not think I'm trying to put on more weight? Like I would like to have more, you know, more curves to my body. I just can't. So you telling me to eat another sandwich is no different than telling somebody, hey, how about you? I'll put the fork down.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, it's like, you know, and I never thought of it that way. I'm like, gosh, yeah. I mean, you're messing with someone's mind either way.
Yeah.
It's just that we've, as a society, like thought, well, if you're skinny, you're healthy. And that's not necessarily the case.
Right. Right. It's so right, dude. You just nailed it right there.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the only poignant thing I'll say today. So let's take a quick break.
All right.
When we return, let's get into the world of sports, Ted.
Yes.
Super Bowl is this weekend.
Super Bowl is this weekend. I have some ideas. And I watched some X Games.
Nice. When the Megacast returns.
Steve, need a moment to rub each other down with hand sanitizer. Gross. The Megacast will be back.
In the arms. Poor Jeff Bezos is stepping down as CEO of Amazon. How will he possibly survive? Now you can help. For just $321 million a day, you can donate to this out-of-work entrepreneur so he can survive during these troubling times. That's just $13 million an hour, or a mere $222,000 a minute, which is how much he was making as CEO of Amazon. Won't you please help Jeff Bezos make it through his next phase of life? There's no need to donate. Just keep buying crap from Amazon. You'll feel a little better when you get stuff delivered to your door, and poor Jeff will somehow continue to endure. And now that I know he was making more than $300 million a day, I'm kind of thinking I may have made a vocational error somewhere along the way. Hand me the bottle of Chardonnay.
Ugh. Can I be quarantined from Ted and Steve, please? The Megacast is back.
Oh, man. One of these days we'll have like a behind the music on the Megacast and like share all the stories, because some of the stories are just insane.
Yeah.
What the hell is they going to do? Oh, I have exciting news, Ted, before we get into the wide world of sports. Coming soon to Puyallup, we're going to have a reason to get you to come to Puyallup, Ted, and it involves food. I got this message.
All right.
So, on time to time when we talk about pizza on the air, and we always, you know, you rattle off your favorite places to eat, because you mentioned for the Super Bowl you're going to get...
I'm going to go Chicago Deep Dish, Windy City Pie.
And that's a place, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in Puyallup, my favorite pizza place, and I've mentioned on the air, and I always give them love, it's in downtown Puyallup. And honestly, we should go there at some point. It's not self-serving, as you'll find out in a second. But they're called Wicked Pie Pizza.
Wicked Pie Pizza.
When my parents came and they wanted pizza, that's where we ordered it from. They loved it. And, you know, they're New Yorkers. Everything that's not from New York, they think sucks. And they thought it was delicious. My wife and I get it because we'll get like one without any cheese for her and a bunch of veggies and just like kind of veganize it, or as close as we can.
As I say, Pagliacci's still the god in Seattle.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They got everywhere. So Wicked Pie is just a Puyallup place.
All right.
Wood-fired pizza. When I go in there, the people are super nice. Times I've been in there, there's hockey on during the hockey season. So like, I love this place, right?
Where are they from?
I think just Puyallup. I don't know. I don't know any story about them. Maybe at some point we'll get one of the people on our podcast, because I get this message out of nowhere on Instagram. I'm glad I checked my other messages, because I typically don't. I always forget about the other folder.
I should check the other folder.
I always feel like such a douche. If you've written me in the other folder, if you've written me on Instagram and I didn't reply, it's probably in my other folder, and I suck.
Yeah.
That's the only excuse I have. I suck.
Ditto.
Yeah. So they write, "Hey, Steve, we hear you're a Wicked Pie lover."
Yeah, I am.
I love that they use lover. So much more romantic.
My lover.
Hello, I love you. So yeah, and which absolutely they're right. We wanted to reach out and personally thank you for all the shout outs and support. We would like to honor and thank you by putting out a pie called The Migs.
Nice.
Is this something you're okay with? We can't thank you enough. And then like they correct themselves, because originally they put the Migs with two G's, which is the most common mistake. Everybody spells my name with two G's until they look at my profile and like, oh crap, there's only one G. And I'm like, that's awesome. And then they're just like, hey, we'd like to also give 20% of every pizza sold to the charity of your choice, which I think is really cool.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's like, hey man, here's like the two charities I absolutely adore are Mary's Place, and I also do a lot of stuff with Motley Zoo Animal Rescue, whichever one rings more true to you guys, because I want it to be important. Like, it's their thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, I want them to have, it should connect to them as well. Like, if they're big animal lovers, and great, Motley Zoo, if they, you know, if they're more about like children and families in need, obviously Mary's Place is a great place too. So then they asked me, what toppings do I want on?
All right. I was about to say, Steve, what are you putting on this pie?
So this is what I'm going on, because I've been on this kick for a while.
All right.
I think it's going to be a polarizing pie if they go with what I'm throwing out there. But this is what I love. Right now, I've been really enjoying a barbecue pizza.
Yeah. Barbecue pizza is great.
So barbecue chicken.
All right.
With a little bit of barbecue drizzle.
All right.
Pineapple.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm a pineapple fan, so you're not offending me.
Okay. And then I said, even like, I love caramelized onions.
Yeah.
And also, not as the main cheese, although it's fine if it is the main cheese, but I also like some droppings of gorgonzola in there.
You lost me.
You don't like gorgonzola?
Can't do blue or gorgonzola.
All right. I'll tell them to whip that off. Abort the gorgonzola.
Get rid of the gorgonzola. Ted doesn't like it.
Hurry up. Hit send. I hope you haven't made it yet. And I could throw up a couple other like little ingredients as well. But I'm like, these are the things I've recently been digging. But honestly, I've never had a bad pie at your place. So whatever you come up with, I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, we got to get a Saturday. I don't know. We'll figure something.
Yeah.
Sounders game or something. Just something. Like pizza.
Order the pizza, pick it up, and come on over to the house.
Yeah.
Hang out with Tatum.
You can have like 2 or 3 beers. I'll have 10 or 12.
Right, right. And we'll get like a vegan style pizza as well. That way Tatum loves pizza, we've learned. She eats the vegan pizza with Sid.
Yeah, Jesse and Jamie's, Frances is gluten-free, mm-hmm. so they get her gluten-free pizza. It's just funny. Like, I mean, gluten, vegan, whatever. Kids love pizza.
Right, right. Dude, it's insane. Like,
chicken nuggets, pizza.
Dude, like, Tatum loves anything, but man, we're giving her like the pizza. We're like, we had Maude the other day.
Yeah.
And Sid will cut it up with the scissors because, you know, she's still a baby. She's 1 year old. So we don't want to think anything. She's not going to, here's a slice, fold it and eat it, you kid. But she just eats it, and she doesn't know how to say please, but she says peas, which means please.
All right.
So she'll just put her arm out and be like, peas? So she keeps giving her more.
Not doing the
two hands together thing, no.
Oh, no sign language in your house.
We haven't figured that out yet.
Oh.
We didn't know that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. It's simple, easy for babies.
Well, this is working. She says peas. We know it means please. She wants more of whatever it is that she has. So she's like, hey, give it to him more.
I just said thank you.
In sign language for all the people watching us.
I only know like 3 things because of babies.
I know nothing. I know the middle finger. Does
There's
that
like
count?
More, thank you, and then what's the other
one? But why would I teach the kid sign language if they're actually saying things that that work for what I'm asking from them?
I don't know the answer to that. I just know a lot of my friends' kids all do sign language.
I mean, look,
they
don't
can
get me
still
wrong.
Say please or whatever, but
it's probably a good skill to have.
And I think it's just when they're little, like probably smaller than Tatum, but like when they just can't speak at all, it's just easy to be like, more.
Well, right now all she needs to know is peas.
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 And then she'll like put her hand out like, give me more. She's got a dad's appetite, dude. It's crazy. Dad's appetite and dad's flatulence. It's awesome. All right, I think it's time for us to learn about sports.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
I can agree to that.
Football's back this Sunday, folks. Right? It sounds epic.
It is. Here, I'm so excited for the Super Bowl.
Hit it again. Was last Sunday lonely? Did you miss the NFL? Well, don't worry. This Sunday, we got you. Super Bowl. All right.
Big game. Who are you pulling? Who are you rooting for?
All right. So I like the Chiefs.
Yes.
I really like their team. I like Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada,
Mahomes
yada.
Mahomes is cool.
Right. I like Mahomes. Yep. I love Andy Reid.
Yes. I love how he wears his mask, the lower string. The top string goes under his ear, so he's like wearing it like a scarf.
Yeah, and like he's been doing interviews all week in his Hawaiian shirt, and like I also just love the fact that Andy Reid has coached in this league forever, and just is a good enough coach and leader that went, okay, I have to change, I have to adjust, I have this talent, let's see what we can, and it's working unbelievably.
Yeah.
Now, I'm cheering for Tampa Bay though. Number one, it's fun to cheer for Tom Brady because when he was at the Patriots, everybody just kind of hated him, and it's like. There's no reason to really hate him. He's, you know what I mean? Like
it was like he inherited the hate with Belichick.
Right.
And the Patriots, just because they were so successful.
Yeah. So I'm cheering for Tampa Bay. Also, I'm going to send this tweet out probably tomorrow, Friday. That's why I was thinking about Kreischer. I'm like, he's a big Tampa Bay guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have no allegiance to either city. So I'm like, screw it. I'll cheer for Tampa. Plus, I'm just one of those people, like, I want points. So the first half, I'm just cheering for points.
Okay.
And then hopefully it'll be close, and I'll be like, let's go, Bucks.
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I pride myself on being a sports person. Steve, I have no friggin' idea how this game's going to go.
I don't either. People say that, but I'm like, they both have really good defense. Like, yeah, they got great quarterbacks, but freaking Tampa Bay's defense is fierce. And hey, and Kansas City's not to sneeze at either.
Right, and Kansas City is now down two offensive tackles. So, like, there's a chance the Bucks defense might just dominate.
These guys are winning without their own coach sometimes.
Right. But also, it's Patrick Mahomes. So, it's like, remember last year? Like, they just kind of spot people 17-point leads. So, I'm hoping for a good game. But I could see the Chiefs blowing them out. Mm-hmm. I could see the Bucks dominating on defense. Like, I'm not sure.
It's so crazy, dude. I want to see them win also because of Tom Brady. It's so dumb. But, yeah. I love seeing teams that haven't won championships win championships if my team's not in it. And Tampa Bay hasn't won one in, what, like 20 years?
Okay, yeah. They won one with...
It's been a while.
Right, because Chucky, John Gruden was the coach.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Chucky.
Yeah, you're right. So that had to be like, what, 04, something like that?
Yeah, so a little bit, like 16-something years, something like that. Then it's being played in Tampa Bay, and how cool would it be to see a team win the Super Bowl in their own home city? If only COVID wasn't an issue, that would be pretty badass.
Well, it's weird, too, because they're the visiting team.
That's so funny.
So, like, I saw yesterday, they were like, can we shoot our cannons when we score? And the league was like, no, it's the Super Bowl. This isn't a home game.
But there are cannons.
That's what Cobb said, too. And he's like, cannons are cool. I was like, look, the cannons are cool, but I'm like, it's a neutral site, boys. It's a neutral site.
That's not fair. The cannons are there, and you're not going to get to use them? Do they have to get dressed in the visitor locker room?
All right, so I'm not sure, but they might have to.
That is so freaking weird if they have to, like...
They're the visiting team!
I know, but all of a sudden, Kansas City's hanging out in the actual in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers locker room with the big-ass Buccaneers logo and whatever else, and Tom Brady's mojo's in there.
Have you heard about Tom Brady and the avocado ice cream?
No.
So apparently he eats avocado ice cream. Like, everybody's like, is that the secret to, like, being eternally young and awesome? I have no idea what it is, but even Andy Reid, I saw him in an interview and he goes, yeah, Tom's great. I guess I got to start eating this avocado ice cream.
Is it avocado, like a banana? You know how, like, people make ice cream out of a banana, they freeze it and all that? Or is it just like ice cream that's infused with avocados?
I have no idea. I just
know. Never heard of this.
Right, because Tom Brady is one of those dudes, like, I don't think he drinks much or eats anything weird. Like, he's just like, that's my treat is avocado ice cream.
Now, there's a brand called Cado non-dairy avocado ice cream.
All right.
I kind of want to try this. I love, Tatum loves avocados.
Dude, right. Which is funny.
So she's going to look young for a few years, at least, thankfully.
I mean, hopefully. If your baby starts looking old, something's going wrong. Get her out of the sun, Steve. Get her out of the sun.
I was just saying, Sid, she looks like she's 9 months old. I don't understand what's going on here. It's the avocados. It's the good fat. Makes you look young. Nine. Well, they say you lose weight, you look older. So you stock up on that avocado fat. I don't know, man. I think it's funny, as a quick aside, because, you know, the Royal Rumble just happened and Edge won it, and Edge is 47. And some people are like, oh, what's up with these old guys being a part of it? This isn't very believable. And I'm like, you realize that Tom Brady's only a couple years younger than this guy, and he's currently about to play for the Super Bowl. Like, there are people that are in their 40s and late 40s that can still perform at a high level. And also look at Edge and look at yourself, and you tell me how Edge is doing when it comes to, like, keeping himself in shape. Because he's in better shape now than he was when he was, like, 30. Like, he's more ripped. It's insane.
I know. Jericho, too, man.
Yeah, Jericho's kind of... He's kind of letting himself go a little.
But, I mean, for a dude...
But he's, like, still doing great. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. He's 50. He's 50, and he looks great.
Who's the other wrestling guy I met at Defy? He's lost, like, 60 pounds or something doing DDP.
Wrestler?
No. He's a fan.
Oh, Myron.
Myron.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, damn, Myron, good work.
He looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting phone calls from DDP. That, you know, you're doing good when DDP is so impressed by your performance with his yoga that he's calling you.
Yeah. I saw that, and he's like, man, like, got another. I was like, damn, good for you, Myron.
Oh, super old man conversation. I don't know if you struggle with lower back pain, Ted.
Sometimes on my left side.
I've got, it's not the cure all, but. My back has never felt as good as it does now, I think, since my 20s.
All right.
And it was progressively getting worse to where, like, even if I hunch over just to, like, unzip myself, I'd feel a sharp pain in my back.
All right.
Like, I was like, oh, boy, I thought I'm screwed. Hard to get up. I just said screw it one morning. I was like, let me just look online on YouTube. Maybe there's, like, a lower back pain, a lower back stretch or something that can help alleviate some of this pain. And I came across a woman by the name of Adrienne. It's like Yoga by Adrienne, A-D-R-I-E-N-E.
All right.
And it's lower back pain yoga by Adrienne. Like, she has her own YouTube page, but this one's like 12 minutes long. which is great. So I do it first thing in the morning, every morning before I leave for work.
All right.
I wake up, take Lulu potty, then go into the room, lay down the yoga mat. Takes about 12, maybe 15 minutes tops. And I've been doing it now for a week and a couple days. And it's, dude, it's like, I have a whole new back. It's insane. No kidding. And I read a couple of the comments and they're like, after a week of using this, my back pain is gone. I can't thank you enough. And I'm like, oh, okay. Which one of your friends wrote that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't believe it. Dude, I'll send you the link. It's a lifesaver. And it's not that. It takes 12 minutes.
Huh. All right. I got to mix that in.
Yeah. I do it every morning, man. It's just now part of it. I used to do push-ups. I said, screw the push-ups. This is more important. I want to be able to get up without like struggling every day.
Yeah. My problem is I need a new bed.
Yeah.
And sometimes like I got to like prop up pillows so I don't move around to like the center.
You have one of the Tempur-Pedic ones, right?
I do, but it's so old.
Is that what it is after a while? Just like the form is just,
yeah,
it's gone.
Right. It just kind of like sinks in the middle. So I'm just like, I got to get a new setup.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. It's like, it's not lifting or anything, but sometimes I'll wake up and I'm like, oh my God, my back hurts.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back pain's the worst.
But I've been using CBD stuff that is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Because I had another friend that threw out his back and they were like on muscle relaxers and this and that. Mm. And I was like, I know this sounds insane, but get some of these topical creams. They do wonders.
I you hear me. I'm always talking about that Brett guy that's from Olympia and he does the Be Jolly brand. I've had a few people that have now tried it and they've told me, they're like, dude, this is legit. I'm like, I know. It sounds so like new agey. You know what I mean? Like, put some cream on. But you're right, dude.
I mean, I have these jars that Levi gave us years ago on one of the buses. And I like took a couple of them. And I'm just like, man, this stuff is awesome.
Well, dude, now we're using tinctures for Lulu. And it's Lulu's a whole new dog.
Yeah, you were saying. That's awesome.
It's so nice, dude. Like, she sleeps in bed, not every night. But sometimes she'll get up in the middle of the night and like wake us up. Or if one of us wakes up, she's like, hey, I'm feeling like I want to come up on that bed now. And then she'll like not shake. Like, she rarely shakes anymore. And she was shaking, like, for 5 hours of the damn day, man. It was so annoying.
So weird. She barely shakes.
I hate saying that because I know she listens, but, like, right. She was really annoying.
Sounds like you're weaning her off alcohol.
Right.
She doesn't shake. The shakes are gone.
She's
sleeping through the night. She's eating more.
It's that Fairwinds brand. We got it at Mary Mart. It's amazing.
I mean, of course, she's still ripping cigarettes, smoking darts, but, you know, she's in recovery.
What I love is Sid was so against it. Now Sid's, like, the most, like... Not for herself, but just for Lulu. She's like, man, that stuff is a lifesaver.
Yeah, I have some family members that for years, like, you know, smoking weed and this and that. And then his CBD got more popular with athletes. Like,
yep.
Have you guys heard about this CBD? Like, God damn it, you know. Yeah, all right. Welcome to tell me all about it.
Right. Yeah, please inform me.
And somebody listening to this will get that reference.
Any other things going on in the world of sports?
Just last weekend was odd. I will say this, felt great on Monday, but I watched some X Games.
Uh-huh.
Those guys are insane.
Yes. The X stands for extreme.
Yeah, I'm just like, Jesus, man. But like the last event I watched, they're just like jumping off stuff in like, just like hoodies. They're not even wearing like snow jackets on skis with no poles. And it's crazy to me that like you had skiing, then snowboarding got real extreme, and now skiing is by far more extreme again. They're in the bowls.
Do you think they hit a point with snowboarding? They're like, we've done all we can. Like, short of murdering ourselves, we can't do anything more extreme. But skiing, we haven't delved into that as much.
I think it's just those people that do those kind of sports, especially snow sports. Like, they're just always looking for that next hit of adrenaline.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of got to a point with the snowboards where like, all right, everybody's doing, and then it was like, why don't we start messing with two planks again?
Right.
You know what I mean? Steve, I don't know how fast they're going backwards and then going off S. And I'm just like, I mean, it was wild.
Do we watch that, the Go Big show, which is like on TNT?
All right.
Hosted by Bert Kreischer.
All right.
It's got Snoop Dogg on it. It's got Rosario Dawson, who's like the coolest person in the world.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of her.
Oh my gosh. Like, I was a fan of her just visually. Now,
right.
Holy smoke, she's the sweetest individual ever. Cody Rhodes from AEW is on there as well. And they had one guy that was doing crazy tricks on like a big wheel. And I was like, it's a fun show. Like, as far as like, if you have nothing better to watch, just watch it. It's like people doing crazy extreme stuff. It's like America's Got Talent, but these are weird ass talents.
But dude, that's like before COVID last year. Like, what's Pastrana's show that he takes around?
Oh,
and they
Psycho Circus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or was it Nitro Circus?
Nitro Circus. Yes.
Yeah. But I remember that was one of the first times I saw people doing stuff on big wheels, like over massive jumps. And I was like, holy cow.
Right. I think I'd have to do that yoga just to sit in a big wheel again. It's insane.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. Though I have to go look up the X Games. I did not know they were going into the world of skis. That actually, because after a while, you're like, you see the snowboard stuff, you're like, all right, I've seen it all.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, skiing is by far more extreme now. And everybody that, like, I can only snowboard. I can't, if I put on skis, I'm going to die. But yeah, it's just wild.
Yeah, the last time I went on skis was just to go cross country skiing.
All right.
And I was feeling good with me, my wife, Munson, his lady, and I think another couple maybe. Maybe it was just us four. It might have been us four in Leavenworth. And they all bit it at some point. I'm like, yeah, look at me, I'm killing it. And like coming towards the end of the like little trail that we did, we had like a little hilly thing. Everyone got down that just fine. I, of course, was just like, at this point, I'm feeling cocky, feeling good. And I just bit it hard to the point where I broke the latch on the ski. So not only did I bite it and like look like an idiot finally, but I also had to have to put my tail between my legs and bring it back to the people and be like, I kind of broke this.
Oh.
But that like happens all the time. Don't worry about it, which I thought was really cool.
Should have been like, yeah, well, do those other people have their own pizza? Anyhow, I'm right. Steve Miggs.
That's right.
1G.
That's right.
1G. The original G.
That's right. All right, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, man.
I need to get myself some avocado ice cream so I can feel young again.
I'm going
to
get some chicken teriyaki.
I just had it.
I know. That's what we do on Wednesday, Steve.
Just be warned. I had to use the bell.
Oh, my God. How did it go?
Dude, I legit was waiting for 7 minutes. I checked. And it was like, I've been standing in line waiting for her to come out for 7 minutes. I'm whistling. I'm tapping my foot.
All right.
Pretending that I'm getting off of a phone. I'm doing everything in my power to assert that there is a human being waiting at the line to get the damn chicken teriyaki. Finally, I was like, I got to do it. I got to hit the bell. Otherwise, because the Starbucks was closed, so I have nowhere else to eat. Like, you know,
Starbucks was closed?
Yeah, I don't know why. That's weird. It said temporarily closed. So I hit the bell, but then I quickly
stopped it
so it wouldn't like ring forever.
Yeah.
And then it was like nothing. And then like 10 seconds goes by and a guy pops out from back there. And I'm like, hey. And he looks at me panicked. And I'm like,
he just rings stuff up. He doesn't do the food.
Right. He just looks at me like, I can't help you. I'm like, can I have chicken teriyaki? He goes, and he kind of looks at me like, no.
Right. He could barely speak English.
And he's like, where is she? And I'm like, I don't know. So now he runs off and leaves the store and runs past me. And then like 30 seconds later, she comes running. She was at the deli or at the convenience store down across the way.
Oh, yeah. Chit-chatting.
I guess so. But she was really nice. I think she realized like she kind of effed up. Like she.
All right. So maybe you guys are back to even.
Yeah. I feel like, you know what? That was, I think that, and I was very cool about it.
She cut up that third piece for you?
No. And she gave me a small second piece. So I was like, well, maybe we still aren't cool.
Jesus. It is so weird we have so much like about chicken teriyaki from this one place. I don't even know if it's that good.
Every time. That's the first thing on my notes. I almost, oh my gosh, I just can't catch a break at this freaking place. I went down there at, oh crap. I went down there at stinking, like 10:40, way past lunchtime. Forget about it. I give up. Man. I got to bleep myself
you
now.
Bleep yourself.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm going to risk it and go get some, Steve. Well, I'm a wild man.
Check the freaking convenience store. She might be in there.
Hey, hey. Can I get some chicken? Yeah, that'll work. Hey.
How about some of that teriyaki at the place
chicken.
You work?
Chicken.
Three pieces. I heard what you did to my friend, Steve.
What do you do with the rest of that chicken? Ain't nobody else coming down here. Three pieces.
I thought for sure she's going to hook it up. I really did. And so I watched her take a big slab.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right, there's another big slab right under it. But then over to the right of it was like a mini slab.
Yeah.
And she grabbed the mini slab.
She hates you.
She does.
All right.
All right. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegacast.
Peace.